Item number two is from the Milwaukee Public Museum. Informational reports for the 2010 fiscal year end and the first half of 2011. This item was referred to the Committees on Parks, Energy and Environment and Finance and Audit and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Williams, Mr. Burness, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for letting us be here this morning.
Sure.
And we thank all of you for the support the county gives the Milwaukee Public Museum. We continue to educate, explore, preserve, and discover the world and its people. And this year, I think we'll all try to be new Packers. So I kind of like that. As we take a look at this year, and I think I'll focus on the 6 months, which is through the end of February, I think we're very pleased that our attendance through the 6 months is running about 18% ahead of the previous year. We've been fortunate to have two special exhibits. In the fall, we have Frogs, of course, Colors, which was geared towards children. And currently, we're having an exhibit on monkeys. And that has helped us reach those attendance levels. Probably the most important thing to us in the past 6 months has been our ability to nicely improve our balance sheet. If I could have your focus, if you have the document, to page 15 of the handout that was part of the agenda. And I would focus your attention to two lines on page 15. One is the second from the bottom, where it focuses on our net asset position. The net asset position of the museum as of February 28th is $14.4 million. We believe that's the largest positive net asset position in the history of the museum, and we're very pleased to be able to report that. Our primary ability to have that position is we were able to restructure our bank debt. And if you go about four lines up to where it says notes payable, you can see that a year ago at this time, we owed slightly around $16.3 million. We currently owe, if you add the current maturity and the long-term maturity, approximately $5 million. So we've been able to reduce our debt by approximately $10.8 million. And that has dramatically changed our balance sheet. Our net assets and net liabilities are very close to 1-to-1. So we're very pleased to report that to the board. And our ability to do that would not have been possible without the support of the county. If I could, Chairman, mention the item number four.
Please.
As part of that, we have restructured our bank debt. We previously had approximately a $16.3 million loan with no repayment terms. It came due in 2017. We now, through our cash and through our ability to renegotiate the loan, have a $5 million loan. The $5 million loan is amortizing. It will be repaid. And we've been able to work out that relationship with the private bank who is now our bank. As part of, if you want to say, normal banking, we are asking for this resolution to be passed. And basically, MPM Inc., which is separate from the county, which has nothing to do with the building nor the collection, does have its own assets. And the loan that we have is between the bank and MPM Inc. The bank is looking for the ability that if the MPM Inc. would default, that they would be able to go into the county building and be able to take assets that belong to MPM Inc. Those assets would be such things as our computer system, our business furniture, that type of items. It has nothing to do with the collection and nothing to do with the building. The analogy I'd use is if you owned a building and you happened to rent it to a printer and the printer had a printing press that was financed, that bank would like the ability to go in and repossess that printing press if, in fact, that printer defaulted on the loan. And that's basically the resolution that we are asking for approval.
Good, and we will move to item number four once we've concluded the questioning on item number two. Are there questions by committee? Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can you just explain, please, your dramatic improvement in your assets? I'm not quite sure how you got there.
Well, if you go to, if I go, Supervisor, to page 15, and I look at the line that says notes payable, And if you look at the column, it says August 31 of 2010, and follow that down to notes payable, you will see that we owed last year on a long-term basis $16.2 million as of this date, and we now owe $4.7 million.
So did you pay off those notes out of cash?
We did pay some cash, and we negotiated with the banks an agreed-upon settlement on that note.
Okay, back up. So the bank reduced your...
That is correct.
So you made some cash payment, and they forgave your debt.
That's correct.
Well, you must attend. I'd like to know what bank that is. I sure could use a loan from them.
We have a wonderful partnership with several banks. We were very fortunate to have our previous loans with Chase and M&I, and we worked with Chase and M&I to renegotiate those loans. We provided Chase and M&I with a payment, but that payment was less than the amount that we owed, and that's the amount that you see. A combination of cash and their reduction brought the debt down to $5 million.
From 16, how much did you pay?
How much did we pay? $500,000 and $5 million. So you have $5.5 million, and we were able to have the debt reduced $10.8
million. Wow. I guess I'm without words. For once. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So that, I just want to clarify. So that note's payable, $4.7 million, that's it. That's your debt now.
Well, there's a current portion. So when you look at that line, you see that's the long-term portion of the 4.7.
Yeah.
The current portion that we're paying right now is the $262,000, which is due this year. Total is five.
Yeah, $5 million. Okay.
Right. And the other beauty is this is now an amortizing loan with the bank. Previously, our loan did not amortize. You know, we just paid interest.
Okay.
On
all right.
I do want to also indicate to you folks that our cash flow has not changed. Our balance sheet has improved. The cash flow of paying and reducing the $5 million loan is the same cash flow as only paying interest on the $16.3 million loan. So as much as our net worth has improved, our cash flow hasn't changed. We still have a slightly positive cash flow, but not that positive.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. Supervisor Rice?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And then you.
I join in congratulating you on the success and improvement on the balance sheet. I think another element worth noting is the improvement in the endowment fund. And
right.
I think we've looked at that a couple of years ago, and it was somewhere down below $2 million, and I think it's over $7 million today.
It's $7.6 million.
Yeah. And I wonder if you just comment on that, both in terms of, you know, where you see that going, what is the purpose of the endowment fund for the museum, and what's your vision going forward as to how that fund will be used?
Well, currently, we're trying, as you would guess, to have an endowment fund just grow. Part of our business model is to continue to grow the endowment fund. If you looked at other museums across the country and you were to benchmark a museum of our size with our operating budget, our endowment would need to be about $55 million. So at 7.6, we're still far away from that. But our goal is to build that to something north of $50 million. That would put us, if you were to benchmark other museums, at a comparable level.
Mm-hmm.
We've also been fortunate this year, as I'm sure you have seen, the equity markets have been positive. And if you go to the total net asset line on page 15 and move over to the far lower right-hand column, that 13.3, part of it is the 10.8 that we have picked up in settling the loan and our financing. We've also picked up slightly over $1 million in increased value of our endowment.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the primary pieces, along with having positive operating performance through the first 6 months. As you also know, our slow period, unfortunately, is summer, and that's right before the end of our fiscal year. So, you know, we end up having more expenses as you hit June, July, and August.
And anything you can tell us in terms of what's on tap for upcoming exhibits that we can anticipate?
Yes. We have a confidentiality agreement we cannot announce the next exhibit until after June 6th.
Okay.
But we have what I think the community will find is an outstanding exhibit coming this fall.
Great. Good. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
Just a process question about why the three reports were scheduled together. One of them was the general state of November, and I just wondering why we didn't hear that. I was reading it sequentially, and so first I'm reading a report from last year, and then I get the previous quarter, and then finally I'm like, oh, well, this one's current. So I'm just curious why the delay.
Was that a ground for comparison?
No, it was Chairman Supervisors. Reports were submitted, but we were never scheduled onto the agenda, so I think this was basically a makeup of previously okay. submitted reports.
It was a question of, you know, certainly reading the first two items, thinking, well, this is not the case, what do I, you know?
Yeah.
Not that I don't care what happens in court, but I just
sure.
finally sort of caught up. Acknowledging the fact that you can't discuss the actual exhibit, how are we projecting forward in terms of that reference? Because there was obviously some disappointment in the last one. That's how I read it. That didn't quite perform as
good. And you're referencing the Dead Sea Scrolls?
Yeah. Where are we? Are we moderating our revenue projections for this next one? Obviously, we're hopeful that it'll be blockbuster, but are we still anticipating higher revenue?
It's interesting with these exhibits because you, for example, when we did both Body Worlds and with the Titanic exhibit, both of those exhibits had such a track record of having been in other venues for so long, you could really tell pretty well how well they were going to do. Dead Sea Scrolls was, as you know, our own exhibit that we had put together, so this wasn't something that we could look to and say, okay, it's been in six other cities and it's done so well. So that while a tremendous exhibit may not have been hot with every demographic in town. Mummies is also, it had its opening in California before it came to us. And so Mummies is doing okay, but not as well as we had projected. But you sign these things a year plus in advance. And again, in that case, it didn't have a track record and we didn't know what to expect. So we anticipate, though, that this next exhibit will do very, very well starting in the fall.
Are we projecting it above the previous ones or at that level? Or I guess I want to know how reliant we are on this in terms of achieving.
Yeah, it's in this particular case, the next exhibit will open mid-October and run through April. So in terms of days, there will be a longer period, and therefore we should see greater levels.
And then another question on the Mummies one. Do you have the ability to, since that's something that you curated or that we pulled together, do you have the ability to offer that to other museums, or will there be some future?
Sorry, that was Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yes, sorry, Dead Sea Scrolls. Is there anything happening with that you'd be making evidence on offering that to other venues, the way that we brought in exhibits from others?
No, not from the standpoint of having a turnkey traveling exhibit to put to someone else. With that one, we were working with the countries of Jordan and Israel and getting them to allow us to have loaned artifacts for a period of time. So those aren't in our control. We do have elements, though, left over from that exhibit, various kinds of props. If you went to the exhibit, we had this beautiful cave that we had built that you could go to. And for other institutions that might put on a Dead Sea Scrolls exhibit, we are talking to some about whether or not they'd like to buy some of our props that we put together.
Further questions? That item is informational. Thank you much for those reports. Enlightening. We'll move on to